Four Palestinians belonging to the Popular Resistance Committees were killed and six others were injured in an Israeli airstrike on the besieged Gaza Strip. An Israeli unmanned military drone targeted them east of Gaza City. This attack comes a day after two members of the same group were killed in a blast. According to Israeli sources, the raid came after two rockets hit uninhabited areas of Israel. Palestinian resistance movements have denied the charges, saying they will respond to the attacks. Resistance factions also say these attacks are a clear violation of the Sheikh truce between Hamas and Israel.
We will retaliate against the ongoing Israeli aggression. All options are on the table to avenge the killing of our people. If the enemy thinks that we'll do nothing by committing to the truce, it's mistaken.
This Israeli attack comes amid Israeli threats to resume targeted assassination against leaders of Hamas movement. It also comes amid the tightening siege and continued closure of the border crossings for the 12th consecutive day, causing a humanitarian crisis and severe shortages of food, medicine and fuel. For its part, Hamas said that if Israel is still interested in the truce, then it must respect it, cease its attacks and reopen all the crossings.
The latest Israeli threats are dangerous. It seems that the enemy is not interested in the truce but in shedding Palestinian blood. We will defend our people and retaliate.
In the last 2 weeks, Israel has killed 15 Palestinians in ground incursions and airstrikes and has tightened the siege imposed on Gaza's 1.5 million residents by keeping the crossings closed.
The latest Israeli attacks aim to deepen the split between Gaza and the West Bank through focusing on Gaza, not for the sake of reaction to the retaliatory rocket attacks, but to keep the West Bank away from the scene.
Israel and Hamas agreed to a truce brokered by Egypt on June 19th. However, Palestinians say the Sheikh truce only serves the interests of Israel, which has neither lifted the siege nor totally reopened all the border crossings. Moreover, it has continued its incursions against the besieged Palestinians of Gaza. As many here believe, the latest Israeli attacks and continued closure of border crossings indicate that the Sheikh truce is on the verge of collapse. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.